Could you tell me something about what types of fences you remember having?
Yes, ma'am. We used to have rail fence. Do you know how rail fence is put up? You have seen rail fence, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
There's some people put them, you know, the rails, back.
Back and two. Uh-huh.
And I know how they got them rails out.
How's that?
They would go and get a real straight pine. That's before the our pine, when we had a lot of extra fine pines. They'd cut a fine straight pine tree down and they'd saw it up in rail lengths. Some were 8 feet and some 10 feet long. And they would have tools that they'd burst this pine up,
mm-hmm.
and they would burst it again, burst it up to and pieces that they could, you know, put together and make the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it split rails. They'd have, a lot of times men would help each other, they'd help each other saw, and then they could split rails so much better as somebody to help them than would one by themselves. And they'd split rails and fix fence. And every year that fence had to be repaired and fixed. These rails would rot gradually, and these cows going on the outside, they'd push that rail fence down and go in the fields, eat up the corn if it wasn't fixed. And my daddy always went around his field every spring and put some new rails and fix that fence all the way around the field.
Did you ever see him do anything about adding on, if you wanted the fence to be a little taller, adding on
more rails?
Uh-huh. Did you ever see something, he'd go like this and then lay a board across the top?
Yes, yes. People used to fix their lots like that practically all the time when they made rail fences.
Uh-huh. Do you know what that was called? That thing you'd add under the top?
No, I don't. I don't know what that was called. But I do know how he's fixed it. This way and then that.
Yeah, the X shape.
Yes,
and then,
yes, and then that rail was put over the top to keep it there, to keep it to its place. But
yeah.
I don't know
what. You ever heard of stake and rider or anything like that?
What?
Stake and rider.
I don't believe
so. Does that sound familiar? Do you remember, have you ever heard anyone talk about different types of rail fences, different names?
Yes, I've heard them talk about different types.
Do you know what some of the different names are?
No.
Okay. What about a kind of fence that you might have around your yard or your garden?
Well, now, before they got to getting wire, we had a picket fence.
Uh-huh.
And some people would use pickets quite a bit around, close to the house, around fields.
Mm-hmm.
And the pickets, they was got out of pine.
Uh-huh.
And these pines were sawed in certain length. Now, when we had pickets around the garden, they was taller so the chickens couldn't fly over and things like that. We had, most everybody had chickens on the yard and they could fly over just a medium. The pickets usually were sharpened off at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And some people would just sharpen them on one side, but most of people would sharpen them on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And we would always, and then we'd put them down close enough together that the rabbits couldn't go through,
mm-hmm.
for the rabbits to go in and eat our garden vegetables up.
Did you nail these?
Yeah, we put posts around, and then we what they call laths. Some people would go to the woods and get that out. Others would go and buy lumber and make the what they call the lath. But a lot of times.
LATH,
lath.